Today my sermon topic is what is your question?
同埋我哋所讲嘅主题系你嘅问题系乜嘢
？Do you have a question in your mind that you want answer today from God？
你脑里边有冇一个问题你想神系答你嘅咧
？The question may have bothered you, troubled you for a long time. That you want answer today？
可能呢个问题系困扰咗你好耐噶，你今日就想有一个答案。
I'm not a good talker。
我唔系一个讲嘢讲得好好嘅人。
But whether you are a good talker or not, every day we ask questions and answer questions。
我无论你系讲嘢系口才有几好或者唔好，你每一日都需要问问题或者答问题。
A question is basically an examination。
有问题，大致上系一个嘅测验。
A question is to you address to someone that you want an information from the reply。
有问题就是你问一些人你就希望有一些资料来回答你。
Some questions are difficult to answer. For example, if I ask you, is my sermon interesting today?
有些问题很难答的，例如我问你今天我的讲道是不是很有趣的呢？
And some questions are even silly to ask, like, is your mother a woman?
有些问题很幼稚的，例如是你妈妈是不是女人呢？
And by the way, do you know,who has to answer the most questions in a day?
同你知唔知边啲人系每日需要答最多问题嘅人咧
？Let me give you three options: one, a primary school teacher; two, a doctor; and three, a mother.
我俾三个选择你，一个系小学嘅教师，一个系医生，一个母亲。
Who answers the most questions in a day?
每日当中，呢三个人边个需要答最多嘅问题咧
？And according to the findings in the British Journal in 2013，
同喺2013年喺一个一份英国嘅刊物里边咁样。
They are so silly to do this kind of research。
你讲嘅咁嘅刊物通常都系问一啲好无聊嘅问题啊。
The primary school teachers, according to this survey.On average, have to answer 19 questions per hour from their students.
根据一个调查，小学教师每日平均系要答19个问题嘅。
And the doctors answer 18 questions per hour from their patients.
咁一个医生每一个钟头都系平均答佢有病人18个问题。
And the mothers, they are the most quizzed person.Answering 23 questions per hour from their children.
就係個母親，佢哋需要答嘅係問題最多噶啦。佢哋每個鐘頭係要回答大概23個嘅問題。
And do you know which question is toughest for the mothers to answer?
咁對一個母親嚟講，邊一條問題係最難答嘅咧
？And the kids say, "Mom, why is water wet?"
咁有。有个小朋友要问佢妈妈，点解水系湿嘅咧
？Why is water wet? Is the toughest question for you to answer.
如果系好难答嘅问题，点解水系湿嘅咧
？If a questioner asks you a question, usually he has some assumptions in his mind.
当一个人问一个问题时候，通常佢喺佢脑海里边系有一个假设噶啦。
Take the question "Why is water wet?" as an example.
举例嚟讲，点解水系湿
？The child.Ask this question by assuming from experience there are many dry things.
咁喺呢个小朋友有嘅经历里边，佢已经假设咗系好多嘢都系干嘅。
He knows a toy is dry, a shirt is dry, the hair is dry.
知道佢嘅玩具系干嘅，佢一个石头系干嘅，佢着嘅衫系干嘅。
And he assumes all water always has a wet feeling different from the dry things.
咁佢就唔知。假設咗係點解水係有一個咁濕嘅感覺，同其他嘅感覺唔同咧
？He also assumes your feeling of water is the same as his。
咁佢亦都假設咗你嘅感覺亦都係同一樣嘅。
It's interesting. Not only does the questioner have assumptions, they also have expectations too。
不單止一個問問題嘅人，佢有一個假設，佢亦都係有一個嘅期待。
Sometimes a questioner may expect that you know the answer.
佢好多时都系期待住你系有呢个答案嘅。
Sometimes a questioner may expect that your answer makes sense to him.
好多時都係期待住你嘅答案係對佢嚟講係好合理嘅。
And sometimes he may even expect that you don't know the answer if he wants to embarrass you。
而有時候佢就期待住要你尷尬時候，佢就認為你係答唔到呢個問題。
And oftentimes questions from children may sound stupid to adults。
有多時係小朋友問嘅問題對大人嚟講係好幼稚、好愚蠢嘅。
But children, they are not embarrassed by asking stupid questions.
但小朋友本身来讲，他们不觉得他们的问题 是愚蠢的。
The problem is, it seems that as we get older, we ask fewer questions.
问题就是我们一路成长到大的时候，我们越来越问少的少，我们的问题就越来越少问了。
When I teach in the adult Sunday school, I ask any questions. Usually the students are quiet.
我教成人主日學的時候，我當我問大家有沒有問題，通常大家都很靜的。
Maybe they are afraid of asking stupid questions.
可能他們很害怕問的問題很愚蠢。
But I think in this world there is no such thing as a stupid question if you are honest with yourself.
但如果你對自己是老實的話，我覺得這個世界是沒有愚蠢的問題的。
You may ask a question that makes you look stupid for 5 minutes.
可能你問的問題可能令你尷尬，令你覺得很愚蠢，有幾分鐘的時間。
But if you don't ask, you may stay stupid for the rest of your life.
如果你不問的時候，你這一生就是愚蠢了。
And a question, regardless of how silly it may sound, still has value.
無論那個問題幾咁幼稚，它都是有它的價值在。
We all know asking a right question is not easy.
知道問一個正確的問題並不是容易的。
But answering a question with the right answer is by no means easy.
但有一個正確的答案亦都是更加不容易。
I have been working for the Internet Ministry for Asia for several years. 亞洲網絡事工。
我在亞洲網絡回答問題的事工上面都工作了幾年了。
We set up a few websites introducing Christianity to people in mainland China.
是設立了幾個網站來在侍奉到中國內地的信徒和他們一些問題或者答案。
And every day they are questioners sending us many questions online.
每天在網上他們都提出了很多的問題。
They ask, is God real?
他們問神是不是真實的呢？
They ask, can you ask your Jesus to find me a job?
他們問你可以要求你的耶穌幫我找一份工呢？
And they ask, can a Christian join the Communist Party?
他們也都是邀請一些信徒來參加共產黨。
How can I believe in your God as Christianity is againstOur Chinese culture.
他說如果你們的神 對我所信奉的共產黨反對的時候，我怎可以跟隨你呢？
If you are a Christian, you cannot avoid being quizzed about what you believe.
如果你是一個信徒的時候，你就 無可避免人家對你的業的質問。
Not only do non-believers ask questions about GodWe Christians ask do the same.
不但只是非信唔係未信的人係對我哋嘅神有懷疑，我哋信徒亦都係一樣。
When problems happen in our lives, we ask God, why me?
當我哋生命上有問題嘅時候，我哋有問神，點解呢啲事發生喺我身上咧？
We go to ask pastors, what have I done wrong?
我哋就可能去問牧師，我做錯咗乜嘢咧？
We go to ask our friends, where is God when I'm so hurt?
問我們的朋友，當我受到這麼大傷害的時候，神在哪裡呢？
We need God to answer our puzzles and problems in life.
我們就需要神回答我們在生命上的疑難。
And often we want the right answers, but we don't ask the right questions.
很多時候我們希望得到一個正確的答案，但我們就並沒有提出一些正確的問題。
Today we will read LukeChapter 20:27-36.
咁會再查下到路加福音第二十章27至36節。
We will learn to avoid mistakes when we are asking questions.
我哋会学习到避免喺提出问题上面嘅错误。
We will also learn to apply the right answers in our life.
我哋都会学习到喺生活上应用正确嘅答案。
Let's look at Luke chapter 27 to 31 first.
喂，就先嚟到睇路加福音第二十章二十七至到三十六节呢段嘅经文。
27 to 33. Some of the Sadducees came to Jesus with a question.
有班撒都该人嚟到问耶稣一啲嘅问题。
Actually, they are well prepared.
佢哋系有充足嘅预备咁样嚟到嘅。
They first presented a hypothetical case before they asked the question.
佢哋问一个问题，佢哋嘅问题之前，佢哋就作出咗一个假设嘅处境。
They say there was a family of 7 brothers. They lived in a perfect family.
佢哋话有个家庭有七个兄弟。
The eldest one married a woman.
大哥就有一个太太。
Unfortunately, he died soon before a child.
但好不幸嘅，佢未有儿子之前，佢就死咗啦。
So there was a problem, a situation there.
咁而家就有一个问题啦。
According to the Jewish law, if a man's brother dies before a child, it was his responsibility to marry the widow.
系根据犹太人嘅律法嚟讲，如果一个人未有儿子之前就死咗咧，就佢嘅细佬就要为佢承担佢嘅责任。
So the second brother in the family marries the widow.
咁第二个仔就娶咗佢大哥嘅太太。
The second marriage was for the widow to bear a son.
咁呢个婚姻就系需要呢个太太嚟到为大哥嚟到生呢个儿子。
And the son shall carry on the name of the deceased brother.
咁呢个儿子就会继承咗大哥嘅名落去。
But the second brother also died soon, childless.
但系二哥亦都系好快就死咗啦。
The problem complicated.
这个是越来越复杂。
The third brother succeeded to the deceased brother's marriage, the widow.
三哥又是继续继承他的责任来到娶了这个太太。
But he still died soon, childless.
他亦都是未有儿女之前就死了。
The fourth brother, the fifth brother, the sixth brother, and the seventh brother all had the same destiny.
以下四五六七四个这所有仔都是同样的未有仔就死了。
And the story never ended.
这个是完不到的故事。
And finally, even the widow died.
最后连这个妻子都死了。
Now the Sadducees asked the million dollar question.
这帮撒都该人就问这个这么有趣的问题。
At the resurrection, whose wife will she be, since the seven brothers were married to her?
在复活的时候，这个女人是哪个的妻子呢？因为七个都娶过她。
Obviously, they doubted if Jesus was able to answer the question.
他认为耶稣是答不到他们这个问题。
And like a child asking why water is wet, we like to ask questions based on our experience in this world.
正如一个小朋友问为什么水是湿的，我们都是凭着我们自己的经历来到问一些问题。
The Sadducees have made several assumptions in their question.
这班撒都该人都是用他们的经历来到假设用他们经历的假设来到提出他们的问题。
Their first assumption was there is no resurrection.
他们第一个假设就是是没有复活的。
The Sadducees, they were not atheists.They actually believed in God.
这班撒都该人并不是无神论者，他们其实是相信神的。
But they just did not believe in resurrection.
但他们只是 不相信复活这回事。
Because the Old Testament has little to say specifically about the future state of individuals after death.
因为在旧约经文很少提到一个人死了之后的情况是怎样的。
In our age, in our world, in this time, doubters. They do not believe in resurrection because they do not see any dead person comes to life.
今時今日來講，人不相信復活是因為他們未見過有人在死裡面復活。
They do not see any resurrected person walk on the streets.
他沒有見過一個人在死了之後再復活，就是周街在那裡走。
The fact is, we all have assumptions about resurrection.
其實我們每個人都是對復活來講都是有些假設的。
Second assumption in the question.
第二個的假設。
There is always marriage law for us to follow.
在婚姻上我們永遠都是有律法來到要我們跟隨的。
In the age of Sadducees, they observed the Jewish marriage law.
在撒都該人行的時候，他們就是看到猶太人結婚的律法。
Their marriage law allowed seven brothers to marry one woman.
他們當時的律法就是容許七個兄弟都是娶同一個的妻子。
Their marriage law may sound ridiculous to us in this age.
對今天來說好像是很無稽的。
In the same way, our marriage law that allows same-sex marriage would sound ridiculous to the Sadducees.
但當然對他們來說，我們 今時今日容許同性結婚，對他們來說也是很無稽的。
And we see people talk about marriage only according to the law in their time.
我們看到人就是看到他們當時在生活中當中的婚姻的律法。
Third assumption in the question.
第三個假設。
A woman is the property of a man.
女人是男人的財產。
In the age ofSadducees, a woman belongs to a man.
撒都該人當時來講，女人是屬於男人的。
Basically, you can substitute the woman in the hypothetical story with just an animal, like a donkey.
對他們假設來講，在他們故事來講，那個女人，你可以用一些動物或者其他的東西來代替，對他們來講是沒有分別的。
All brothers in the family had the right to inherit the donkey.
你七兄弟都有權擁有這隻的動物。
Maybe such treatment of a woman is unacceptable to us in our age.
在我們今天來說，這樣的行為是我們接受不到。
And conversely, our woman's right in the workplace today.Would be unbelievable to the Sadducees in their time.
同樣來講，對撒都該人，我哋今時今日，我哋嘅婦女嘅權力喺工作上嘅地位，對佢哋嚟講，亦都係好難以想像嘅。
And in short, the value of a woman depends very much on the particular age she belongs.
或者一個女人嘅價值就係喺佢生活中嘅時間裏邊係斷定咗佢嘅價值。
Not only do we like to ask questions based on our experience in this age, we also like to ask closed-ended questions.
不單止是憑著我們自己的經歷，我們來問一些問題，我們也都將一些問題來到自己已經放了我們的論斷下去。
These are the closed-ended questions.
或者一個封閉式的問題。
A closed-ended question is a question that allows an answer with only a few options.
一些封閉式的問題只是可以選在當中很少的答案。
For example, if I ask you, is my sermon today interesting? That is a closed-ended question.
例如我問你，今天我的講道是不是很有趣的呢？咁呢個就係一個封閉式嘅問題。
Your answer can either yes or no。
咁你嘅答案只可以話係或者唔係。
The question raised by the Sadducees was close-ended, with only two options in the answer, A or B。
你撒都該人當時問耶穌嘅問題就係咁樣封閉式嘅形式，佢只可以揀甲或者乙呢兩個答案。
Option A is that the resurrected woman.We belong to one of the seven resurrected brothers.
第二個選擇就是這個女人在復活了之後就是屬於這七個兄弟其中的一個。
And of course, regardless of which brother should possess the woman, this option A is extremely hard to defend.
無論呢個女阿女係屬於七兄弟其中邊個，這個答案都係好難嚟到俾耶穌嚟到作出一個辯護嘅。
And therefore, Jesus was left with option B.
所以耶穌就係唯有係揀阿月呢個答案。
Option B was there is no resurrection.
第二個選擇就係冇復活嘅。
If there is no resurrection, the puzzle is solved.
如果係冇復活嘅時候，這個問題就解決咗啦。
The answer makes sense to everybody.
又係呢個答案係對所有嘅人都係覺得合理嘅。
And the Sadducees expected Jesus would choose option B.
咁呢一班撒都該人當時就係認為耶穌就係會揀揀月呢個答案係冇復活嘅。
They would expect Jesus would say my mistake.
佢其實主耶穌話係我搞錯咗啦。
I should not teach about resurrection.
我唔應該繼續教到復活呢個嘅題目。
There's no such thing as resurrection after death.
喺人死咗之後係冇復活嘅。
Wow, then the Sadducees won.
咁撒都該人呢班人就會贏咗啦。
Let's stop here for a moment.Before we find out how Jesus answered the question.
你要停一停，試一下主耶穌究竟是怎樣來到答這個答案，這個問題。
If you read the question raised by Sadducee, you should notice that this question is actually involving a very practical problem in life.
我哋細心睇一睇撒都該人佢嘅問題，喺對生活上嚟講係有個喺生活嘅經歷係一個好重要嘅一個嘅題目。
The problem in the life involves marriage, remarriage, death, human rights, offspring, widowhood, heritage, and responsibility.
这个问题已经涉及了很多样的，包括是婚姻、离婚、婚姻、再婚、死亡、人权、后代、守寡和遗产的问题。
还有责任。
遗产的责任。
The Sadducees did not know the answer for such a complicated problem when they searched the Old Testament.
撒都該人去找舊約經文的時候，他們找不到他們所需要的答案。
At that time, they only had the Old Testament to study.
是當時他們只是 有舊約的經文。
And I don't blame them because there are many unanswered questions in the Old Testament.
我不會怪他們，因為在舊約的經文裡面有很多事情聽未有答案的。
But the New Testament, which was written based on the teachings and works of Jesus, can answer the questions in the Old Testament.
但是新約經文來說，就是跟隨著主耶穌的教訓，就是解釋了答案了很多舊約的問題。
So today when we read the Old and the New Testaments together, we can find answers to all our practical problems in life.
我們睇曬舊約同埋新約聖經一齊嘅時候，喺我哋生活上嚟講，我哋嘅問題有好多事情已經就可以得到答案。
If you are a Christian, you may believe that the Bible is sufficient for your salvation.
如果你係信徒嘅時候，你又會相信係聖經裏邊嘅經文就係可以足夠俾你有救恩。
How about practical problems in your life?
但每一日嘅生活嘅問題係點樣呢？
How many of you really believe that the Bible is sufficient to answer all kinds of problems in your life?
你係咪相信喺聖經裏邊已經係俾曬你喺每日生活所面對嘅問題呢？
Many Christians do not believe the Bible has the specific answers for their problems.
有多人不相信聖經是給他們的生活有問題有所有的答案。
When they have anger problem, they do not go to the Bible to find the answers.
當他們遇到有憤怒的情緒的時候，他們不是在聖經裡面尋求答案。
When they have depression, they do not go to the Bible to look for answers.
他們在憂鬱的時候，他們不會在聖經裡面來到尋求答案。
When they have marriage problem, they do not consult the Bible.
他們有婚姻生活有問題的時候，他們也不是在聖經裡面尋求。
So what will you do when you have problems in your life?
当你生在你生命你的生活有问题的时候你怎么做呢？
What will you do when you have questions to ask God?
如果你有问题需要问神的时候 你会怎么做呢？
Read the Bible where the Bible has the answers.
就需要查考圣经，因为圣经里面又有 给答案我们。
Pray to God that he will show you the solutions in the Bible.
向神祈祷，神就会在圣经里面给我们一个答案。
And you can even go to a mature Christian who is willing to walk with you in solving your problems with the biblical answers.
可能是一个成熟的信徒，向一个成熟的信徒来到寻问，来到向他同他一起查考我们生活的问题怎样解决。
Now let's continue to look at how Jesus answered the tough question in verses
34-36.
He gave an answer surprising to everybody.
他的答案是令到所有人都惊讶。
He did not choose option A, which is,the widow should belong to one of the seven brothers.
他没选第一个的选择，就是这个妻子是属于其中一个兄弟的。
Nor did he choose option B, that is a meeting that there is no resurrection.
他也没选择第二个的选择，就是没复活的。
And rather he answers with option C.
他就是 用第三个的选择来答复他们。
We should be glad that Jesus gave the option C.
很高兴主耶稣有第三个的选择。
Option C is actually an option challenging the questioners that their question is based only on their assumptions.
你的答案就是向他们的挑向他们的问题的挑来个来作出一个挑战，因为他们的问题是基于他们本身的假设。
Jesus replied,
主耶稣这样回答，
The people of this age marry and are given in marriage.
这个世代的人又娶又嫁。
But those who are considered worthy of taking part in that age and in the resurrection from the dead will neither marry,nor be given in marriage.
但配得那世代的，又配得从死人中复活的人，也不娶，也不嫁。
And they can no longer die.
他们不会再死。
For they are like the angels.
他们就会跟天使一样。
They are God's children.
他们是神的儿女。
Since they are children of the resurrection.
因为他们在复活当中，是复活当中的儿女。
We know very well about ourselves in this age.
我们知道我们在今时今日的生活。
We know about our humans.
我们知道我们这个时代的人是怎样。
We humans have different religions.
我们人有很多不同的宗教。
Christianity, Islam, Buddhism, and so on.
或者基督教，或者是佛教，伊斯兰教。
We humans have different marriage laws according to where they live.
因为他们基于他们不同的信仰，人是有今啊现在的人是有不同的婚姻的制度。
And humans have different human rights.
有不同的人权。
You may have all are equal under the law, or you may have class system.
可能有些是跟随着设立了个律法来到应付人权，亦都系有啲地方系用唔同嘅阶，人系分唔同嘅阶层。
And we humans have funerals of various kinds。
佢嘅葬礼亦都系有好多唔同嘅方式。
However, we have little knowledge about humans in that age。
但我哋对喺当时嘅人嘅生活，我哋系唔系好清楚。
And Jesus said that age, 中文那世代。
主耶稣是提到那世代的人。
And what is that age Jesus is talking about?
当主耶稣说到那个世代究竟他讲的是什么呢？
That age is the new age to come in the future.
就是在将来 会来临的世代。
In that age, resurrection after death will take place.
世代就是 那復活是會發已經發生了。
In that age, people will live in a new place which we call heaven.
住在我們叫做天堂的地方。
And Jesus is saying, if you assume your knowledge and experience of this age can extend to that age, you are dead wrong.
耶穌說，如果你認為你現在今時的生活，今時的假設，今時的律法會延伸到在天堂的時候，你就是極大的錯誤。
We are like the Sadducees approaching Jesus with wrong assumptions.
就好像這班撒都該人用錯誤的假設來到接近耶穌。
In that age, it will be totally new experience to us.
在將來那個世代的時候，我們就會經歷到一個全新的經驗。
Based on what Jesus said, we can see that there are many new experiences in that age.
根據主耶穌的教導，我們會知道將來的經歷是會對我們說是完全新的。
The first new experience, only the children of God are considered worthy to live in that age.
第一個新的體驗是只有神的兒女才被認為是配得在那個時代來到生活。
In that age, all humans will only have one religion. They all believe and worship God.
那個世代只有一個信仰，就是侍奉我們的神。
They are all known as the children of God.
全部都是被稱為神的兒女。
The Bible says very clearly in Galatians chapter 3:26,So in Jesus Christ, you are all children of God through faith.
經文很清楚地講到，在加拉太書3:26這樣說到，所以你們因信基督耶穌都是神的兒女。
So only those who put faith in Jesus are the children of God.
唯有信靠主耶穌的人才是神的兒女。
And God considers themworthy to live in that age.
神就是認為他們才配得在那個時代來到生活。
And the Sadducees in the hypothetical story made the mistake, made the assumption, the wrong assumption, that everyone will live in that age, regardless of whether you believe in Jesus or not.
撒都該人在他們 的故事裏面，他們作出了一個很錯誤的假設，他們就說無論任何人任何信仰都是在那個時代都是會復活的。
The second new experience in that age, a life has no time limit.
第二我們會經歷的新的體驗，就是生命是沒有時間的限制的。
The Bible says the wages of sin is death.
聖經對我們說，罪的代價就是死亡。
We have funerals in this age because everyone has sinned against God.
我們現在的世代，我們有葬禮，因為每個人都是得罪神。
However, our wages of sin is fully paid by Jesus when he was crucified to death 2,000 years ago.
但是2,000年前，主耶穌在十字架，就是將我們的罪的代價來到還清。
As our wages of sin is fully paid in this age, death no longer will exist in that age.
因為我們罪的代價已經是還清的時候，將來死亡就不會 再來到可以控制到我們。
There will be no more funerals in that age.
在那個時代是不會再有葬禮。
In this age, a man could possess a wife legally until he dies.
在這個世代人可以擁有他的妻子直至他的死亡。
However, in that age where death no longer exists, any marital law or marriage law of this age will not apply.
在將來那個世代的時候，在我們世代的婚姻上的律法就不再來到可以運行了。
The third new experience in that age.
在將來的世代，第三個的新的體驗。
Marriage is no longer needed.
人就是不再需要婚姻。
Maybe you don't believe that, but that's what Jesus said.
可能你不相信，但是這個是主耶穌所說的。
When God created Adam in the Garden of Eden, he said, it is not good for the man to be alone.
當初神在伊甸園製造了亞當的時候，他說這人獨居是不好的。
So God created Eve and instituted marriage.
所以神就系创造咗夏娃嚟到创造咗婚姻。
He blessed this couple with procreation.
佢祝福呢对男女，令到佢哋有可以生儿育女。
God said, "Be fruitful and increase in number."
要结果子，将你嘅儿女嘅数目增加。
In this age, our human nature craves for marriage.
系，喺我哋呢个世代，人系好向往婚姻嘅生活。
Marriage is to seek intimate companionship between a man and a woman.
婚姻生活里边系一对男女可以有好亲密嘅生活喺一齐。
And the intimacy in marriage fulfill God's blessing of filling the earth with children.
亲密婚姻生活里边就系完成咗神要生儿育女嘅祝福。
However, in that age, the number of people is finalized.
但喺将来嗰个世代，人嘅数目就系已经系断定咗啦。
People in that age no longer crave for marriage.
嗰个时代人唔再系向往生婚姻。
And census is probably not necessary.
唔需要再做人口调查啦。
The total population in heaven is always the same.
因为喺天堂人嘅数目永远都系一样嘅。
The number of newborn babies is zero.
初生嘅婴儿嘅数字系零。
So the Sadducees made the wrong assumption that marriage is still needed in that age.
所以撒都该人认为婚姻生活喺天堂会继续嘅假设就系错误噶啦。
Oh, I like the fourth new experience in that age.
我喜欢第四个新嘅经历。
Everyone will be fine.
每个人都系生活妥当。
When Jesus talked about the marriage in this age, he describes it as the people marry and are given in marriage.
我最想形容到喺呢个世代嘅婚姻生活就系人系娶
同埋嫁，
系有娶有嫁。
Nowadays.We tend to think marriage is a matter of love, not a matter of transaction.
我哋今时今日，我哋认为一段婚姻系爱嘅行为，唔系一个交易。
However, in the time of the Bible, or even a few decades ago,
喺旧约圣经时代，甚至系几十年前嘅时候
，marriage was still considered much more from a political business type of view.
一段婚姻是好像一个商业上的交易咁样。
A man could find it difficult to live without a woman.
一个男人是没有太太的时候，他的生活是很困难。
So he went out and arranged a woman to marry him.
所以他就去娶一个太太。
A woman, on the other hand, would find it difficult to live without a man to support her.
你话女人系冇丈夫嘅时候，佢嘅生活系好困难嘅。
So in those days, a father would arrange for a man to marry his daughter, giving her in marriage.
所以当时嗰啲女仔嘅爸爸就会将佢嫁俾一个可以令到佢可以有生活嘅，可以供应佢生活嘅人。
This was a transaction between two parties.
呢个就系好似嗰个交易咁样。
How about in this age?
今时今日又点呢
？Singles, a single who cannot find a spouse has problems.
一个单身嘅人系搵唔到伴侣嘅时候，佢就有啲嘅问题。
And however, newlyweds are not guaranteed to live happily ever after.
但系新婚之后，佢哋唔系佢嘅生活就唔会保证系一直系美满嘅。
Married couple without children have problems.
一对夫妇系冇儿女，亦都系有问题。
Married couples with children also have problems.
有儿女嘅夫妇更加系有问题。
Widows have problems.
寡妇系有问题。
Widowers have problems.
寡妇亦都系有问题。
Transactional marriage has problems.
交易性嘅婚姻系有佢嘅问题。
Marriage about love also has problems.
相愛而結婚的人也是有他們的問題。
It seems that no one can escape from problems in life.
似乎沒有人可以逃得過他們生活上的問題。
But in that age, not only there is no more marriage, but everyone will be fine.
但是將來那個世代，不單止在婚姻上沒有問題，在他們生活上也是沒有問題的。
So whether you are married or remain single in this life, you will be fine in that age.
無論在這個世代是單身或者結婚的，在那個世代，一切都是會很妥當，沒有問題。
Whether you have children or not in this age, you will be fine in that age.
無論在這個世代有沒有兒女，在將來的世代也是很妥當的生活。
If you are a woman, like the woman in the story, with a second class status in your life, you are treated with a second class status in your life, you will be fine in that age.
如果是像這個故事當中的女人，好像是低等階層的，將來的世代也是沒有問題的。
Today's scripture gives us a glimpse of the heaven where true Christians are going to live there.
我們看到一些點滴在將來的世代，信徒的生活是怎樣。
Of course, there are still many other things in that age that we do not know today.
當然在那個世代有很多東西我們現在還未知道。
But one thing which we do know is we should avoid projecting what is in this age to that age.
但有一樣我們要避開的，就是我們不可以將我們現在的生活反照在將來的世代裏面。
Jesus taught us that there is a drastic change in that age.
耶穌教訓我們在那個時代的時候，那些轉變是很大的。
If we imagine that age is simply a continuation of this age, we deceive ourselves.
如果我們認為將來的世代就是我們現在這個世代的延續，我們就是在自欺欺人。
Also, we should avoid thinking that we will be compensated in that age of what we do not get in this life.
如果我們認為將來的世代是我們會得到我們現在不足夠，現在擁有不到的話。
Many religions falsely teach that there is a paradise in that age as sensual as this world.
有很多宗教就是錯誤地教導在將來的世代，天堂的生活就是好像現在那樣，很多情慾感受的。
They teach the people in that age will be compensated with unlimited access to the physical desires, pleasures, and wealth.
他們教導在將來那個世代，他們會有很豐盛的生活，很有財富和情慾的得到。
That teaching may sound very attractive to many.
可能對很多人來說，這樣的生活是很吸引的。
But Jesus is saying, let the treasures of this age remain in this age.
主耶穌教訓我們在這個世代的財富就是留在這個世代。
We Christians do not need these earthly treasures in that age.
我們去到將來的世代時候，我們不需要現在這個世代的東西。
In that age, we crave for new things.
在那個世代，我們會希望得到新的事物。
And God will provide other means to make our life joyful, satisfied, and meaningful in that age.
在那個世代，神會供應到給我們神所應該得到的。
Maybe you believe that you will be fine in that age.
可能你相信在那個時代是完全沒有問題，很妥當。
But that age is far away.
但那個時代似乎是很遙遠的。
What about my practical problems now?
那我現在日常的生活的問題是怎樣呢?
What about your practical problems in this age?
這個世代我們的問題是怎樣呢?
What about your questions unanswered by God?
我們未得到神的答案的問題是怎樣呢?
More than 10 years ago, my wife and I met several families in Chinatown.
喺十年前，我同我太太啊唐人街啊遇到啊有幾個嘅家庭。
These families, they have children of developmental disability。
咁呢個家庭佢嘅兒女係正
智障，
係有一啲嘅智障嘅。
We ask the question, what can we do about these needy families？
我問呢個問題，我哋係可以為呢個家庭做到乜嘢咧？
So we decided to run a support group for them.
我們就決定了是給一個小組來支持他。
We recruited volunteers and experts to help them.
我們邀請了一些一些專家，一些志願的人來幫助他。
We helped the family to communicate with schools.
幫助這個家庭來跟他的學校來有溝通。
We help the children to get government supports.
幫助他的兒女可以得到政府的支持。
We brought the families to zoos, restaurants and parks.
帶他家庭去動物園、公園這樣。
We taught the parents how to take care of their disabled children.
教這對父母是怎樣來照顧他的子女。
10 years passed.
過了10年了。
How is the support group today?
這班支持的小組是怎樣呢?
The number of families in the support group does not reduce but increases.
在這班支持小組裡面，他們支持的家庭不單是沒有減少，還是增加了。
The problems in these families are still there, never end.
這個家庭的問題是沒離開到。
The disabled children who now turn to teenagers still behave like toddlers.
這些兒女他們已經成為了少年，但他們的智商、他們的行為仍然是好像很小朋友一樣。
And the parents are still asking the same question, why can't my child be like the others?
你的父母就是問這個問題，為什麼我的兒女是不可以跟其他小朋友一樣呢？
Sometimes we are frustrated as if we cannot see any real impact from the support group.
有時我們都是很煩躁，因為我們看不到這個小組可以幫到他們，實際上幫到他們什麼。
Apparently, every tomorrow just looks like another today.
對他們來說是明天的生活跟今天是一樣的。
What should we do to end the problems of developmental disability in Chinatown?
我們在唐人街對一些智障的小朋友，我們是可以做到什麼呢？
Maybe you also have problems that you want Jesus to answer your questions.
可能你有些問題希望主耶穌來回答你。
But like the Sadducees, we like to approach GodWith questions which are too small and too narrow.
但好像撒都該人一樣，我們向神提出的問題很狹窄的。
Listen to what we ask every day.
看看我們每一天對神問一些什麼問題。
How can I end this big problem?
我們怎樣可以解決這些這麼大的問題呢？
Who should be my wife, A or B?
我應該選擇誰做我的太太呢？
Who should be my husband, A or B?
應該選擇誰做丈夫呢？
Why do bad things happen to me?
為什麼不幸的事經常發生在我身
上？ What is God's will for me today, A or B?
神今天在我的生活有什麼指示呢？是 A 還是 B 呢？
How can I live without her?
沒有這個人，我怎樣生活呢？
These are not evil questions at all.
這些不是邪惡的問題。
But they simply are short-sighted questions.
這是一個很短視的問題。
We like to make assumptions that our questions have answers which are out of the possibilities that we can see, A or B.
我很多時假設中的問題是在我們想像以外的。
The answer Jesus gave to the Sadducees is actually a promise to us.
耶穌俾撒都該人嘅答案，其實係俾我哋一個嘅應允。
It's a promise.
係一個俾我哋嘅應允。
Jesus promised that the possibilities for our lives are not contained in the assumptions of this age.
耶稣应许我哋嘅生活，生活上嘅可能性唔系局限喺呢个世代，所能够提出答案嘅。
The promise of Jesus is a new age full of justice and full of equality.
喺将来嘅世代系充满咗系正义同埋公平嘅。
The new age is a promise that our present age is losing its power of making our lives miserable and problematic.
在将来的世代应允了我在我们现在这个世代所找着我们的悲惨和困扰的权力是会失去的。
The new age is a promise that the burdens of this world can be lifted off our shoulders.
它的应允就是在我们现在世代给我们的重担是会挪开。
The new age is a promise that we can place our burdens squarely on God's.
可以将我们的重担是交托了给神。
God is preparing us for the new age.
神是预备我们在将来的世代。
He is setting us free.
他是令到我们的释放。
He is liberating us from the problems we encounter in this world.
他是在我们面对的问题和困难当中释放。
He is willing to reveal a liberating option that has never occurred to us.
他给我们的答案，给我们的应允是我们想象不到的。
And the liberating option is the option C.
这个就是第三个的选择。
But the problem is why most of the time we cannot see the option C, the liberation option in our problems.
但为什么很多时候我们都看不到这个第三个的选择，是释放我们 的答案。
The reason is because we, like the Sadducees, still ask the short-sighted questions, A or B.
有时我们就好像撒都该人一样，我们只是很短视的，只看到我们所提出 的两个的选择。
It is because we still see things with false assumptions.
很多时用我们的错误眼光来到作出一些错误的假设。
So do you believe God will reveal a liberating option to your problems in life?
你相信神是会显示出来 你生活上所面对的困难的问题呢？
And I hope you do.
我希望你是可以见到。
And may I ask you, what is your question again?
所以我想问你，你的问题是什么呢？
May the word of God bless you, not only in this age, but in that age to come.
而神嘅话语不单止喺呢个世代，更加喺将来嘅世代嚟到祝福你。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your teaching about where we are going to live.
父神，我哋感谢你教导到我哋喺将来嘅世代，我哋嘅生活系点样。
In that age, we are free.
喺将来嘅世代，我哋系自由嘅。
We don't have problems.
我们不再面对问题。
But today we can live a life which is meaningful.
我们可以在这个世代有一个有意义的生活。
Because we have that hope.
因为我们有希望。
Because we have you.
因为我们是属于你的。
We have your word.
我们有你的话语。
Father, we thank you.
神，我们感谢你。
You not only saved us from the bondage of sin.
你不单在罪恶的捆绑来释放我们。
You also allow us to live a fruitful and joyful life when we are walking faithfully with you.
我们同你凭着信心与你同行的时候，我们就是得到你的祝福，你的释放。
May you bless those who are hurt today.
愿你是祝福一些现今是痛苦当中的人。
We pray all this in your Son Jesus Christ's name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Deepest appreciation.